Good morning. It is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, March 4th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And joining us now is Katie Henriksen. She is host of Note throughout the week and on Sundays, Sunday Symphonies.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello.
What's on this evening?
So we are highlighting Verdi's Requiem this weekend. Of course, that is a very famous work, and it's something that you'll be able to hear in if you're in our listening area, because SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, has a Masterworks 3 concert coming up March 9th, and they'll be performing Verdi's Requiem, featuring guest soloists and the SONA singers and regional choirs. So I like to play music that you're going to be able to hear live in our area.
So they're singers, so... How does singing fit into a symphonic work?
It's not a symphony. It's a requiem mass.
Okay.
But a requiem has it uses a symphony as the accompaniment to the singers. So this recording actually is going to feature the Boston Symphony Orchestra led by Eric Leindorf, and it features the Boston Chorus Pro Musica, directed by Alfred Nash Patterson. There's symphonies like Beethoven's Ninth, which you know as a symphonic work,
right,
that has choral elements. But the Requiem and other works like that, they have they're predominantly choral and also have soloists, but they really need an orchestra to accompany them, as opposed to just a pianist or a small ensemble.
And this is why she's the music producer.
This is why she's the music producer, and we are not.
Right.
But this is a good chance if Verdi's Requiem is a really famous work. So, but if you haven't had a chance to hear it before and you're going to the concert, SONA's concert, this is a really good opportunity for you to familiarize yourself with the work.
Why would you say it's important to be familiar with the work before you go and hear it played?
You know, I go either way. Actually, you just experience it differently.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to many concerts where I'm not really that familiar with the repertoire, and it can wash over you, and it's like this amazing experience because you're unfamiliar with it. If you go to a concert and you are really familiar with the work, then there's a lot of different things that can happen. You can be really excited because you like the interpretation, or you can be a little upset because you're like, hey, that's not the way I like this piece to be done. But with a large work like a symphony, or in this case, Verdi's Requiem, it's a huge work, and there's lots of elements going on. So it gives a listener a chance to kind of just get acquainted with this, what's a huge, huge work. And then when you go to the performance, you might actually notice things that you wouldn't have noticed had you not been familiar at all with the work itself.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Okay, so Verdi, tell us a little bit about this piece.
Well, Verdi's dates are 1813 to 1901, and a little bit about, from the liner notes, this is what the liner notes say about this recording. Like all geniuses inspired, Verdi at once, with one stroke, a few bars, puts us under the dread spell of the Requiem Mass. So, and also, you know, a Requiem Mass, it's a Requiem. It's solemn. It's like on the occasion of, I mean, a Requiem Mass is after someone dies. It's
mm-hmm.
basically what Requiem Masses are for. Of course, in the classical tradition, Mozart actually played Mozart's Requiem recently, and so they've become known as works that you hear as musical works, as opposed to just something that's performed for someone's funeral or.
Well, tune in tonight for Sunday Symphonies with Katie Henriksen.
Thanks.